Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New York City is planning to expand its seatbelt laws. It's been a talk in Albany lately, and you told a very impactful story today about how your life was changed because of a crash, so I can't imagine you would find anybody who would be against this. What's your thoughts about this new seatbelt expansion?
I'm in definite support of it. I mean, like I just told everyone and all the kids here, when I was 16, I felt I was invincible. Nothing would ever happen to me. My mother raised me to wear a seatbelt, and that day I was stupid and I didn't, and it changed my life forever.
For people who are listening to this interview, don't know your story, could you repeat some of what you talked about today?
In 1998, when I was a 16-year-old high school student at West Seneca East, I was going to school with friends, and I was in the front seat, passenger seat, and decided I didn't need my seatbelt that day, and we ended up driving into a house, and I broke my neck at C3, C4, and I am now a quadriplegic and have to stay in a wheelchair.
Do you think there's kids today who still go in a back seat of a car or even the front seat and say, I'm too cool for school for this seatbelt?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's what I told everybody today. You're not too cool. You're not invincible. It can happen to anybody. It takes 2 seconds to buckle up, and especially, although you're not required to, as of right now, in New York State in the back seat, it's important that you do. It literally takes 2 seconds.
It's an unfortunate coincidence that this comes 2 days after that fatal accident. But how much do you think that because of that, this message might resonate even more with kids?
It's sad that it did have to come to this. I was actually worried this morning or the other day when I heard about it that this would maybe be canceled because of the issue that happened on Sunday. But I think it's going to only resonate more. I mean, these were classmates. These were friends. It could have been each and any one of them. And I think it made this all more real to the students here today. And I'm hoping it's an impact that they'll take at heart.
Any idea why when New York passed the seatbelt law the first time around, why they didn't include the back seat? Nowadays, it seems like it's
I'm
just
sure
a common
something with statistics. I mean, obviously, there are other people who feel that's their privacy and they're not required to do something. So it might have been a compromise at the time. And statistics shows that maybe passengers were in the front seat were more likely to get injured or have a fatality in a motor vehicle accident. So that might have been a compromise. Again, this is just
speculation,
which lawyers are not supposed to do.
Do you regularly give these kind of talks, or is this special?
This was actually, I was hesitant at first when they asked me because it's very personal and, you know, the guilt, the shame, the embarrassment. But this is my school, and if maybe I had heard this years ago, things could have been different.
What time of year was your accident in the school?
It was in the fall.
It was in the fall.
Yep, October of 98.
You spoke about how, going to sleep last night and not sure what to say. I mean, how do you feel, and you don't do these a lot, how do you feel now after, delivering this talk?
I hope that it's sunk in. That's all I can do. I spoke from the heart, and I hope that they take something with it, and like I said, it takes 2 seconds. So,
how has that decision and the crash shaped your life now, all these years?
Absolutely. I mean, it every day, every single day, you don't not think of the what-ifs, and that's what I think I try to bring home to everybody. A two-second decision could save a life of what-ifs, so it impacts it every day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.